This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in a pre-budget consultation with eminent economist at Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramanyam, and other senior officers participated in the meeting. The pre-budget consultations for the Union Budget 2025-26 started on the 6th of this month. Ms. Sitharaman held consultations with finance ministers of various states, farmer associations, economists and MSMEs. Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a review meeting on the implementation of three new criminal laws with the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked the NCRB to facilitate the complete implementation of new criminal laws in the Interoperable Criminal Justice System 2.0. The Home Minister also said that alerts should be generated for all criminal cases at predefined stages and timelines right from registration to disposal of the case to benefit the victims and complainants. He emphasized on the use of applications like e-Sakshya, Nyay Shruti, e-Sign and e-Summons in every state and union territory. On the sidelines of NCRB meeting, the Home Minister chaired a meeting to review the implementation of three new criminal laws in Uttarakhand. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Uttarakhand Chief Secretary Radha Rathuri and senior officials were present in the meeting. Later speaking to media, Chief Minister Dhami said the new laws have been implemented in the country since July and Uttarakhand is working rapidly to implement these laws. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has greeted the nation on the eve of Christmas. In his message, the Vice President said that the spirit of Christmas offers a universal message of hope, compassion and solidarity. He added that teachings of Jesus Christ are particularly relevant in contemporary times and remind the people of the fundamental importance of empathy, understanding and mutual respect among all citizens. He said these principles align perfectly with our constitutional values of fraternity, equality and justice. On this joyous occasion, the Vice President appealed to the people to remember those who are less fortunate and rededicate themselves to build an inclusive society where every citizen can prosper and flourish. The Delhi police has busted a gang involved in illegal immigration of Bangladeshi citizens. Deputy Commissioner of Police, South Delhi, Ankit Chauhan, informed in a press conference that 11 people have been arrested in this regard. He said the arrested individuals created fake documents through a fraudulent website, enabling the Bangladeshi nationals to stay illegally in the country. National Consumer Day is being observed today. It is observed on the 24th of December to highlight the significance of consumer movement in the country. It was on this day that the Consumer Protection Act 1986 received the presidential assent and was enacted. This year, the theme is virtual hearings and digital access to consumer justice. On the occasion, Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi virtually launched several initiatives aimed at identifying dark patterns on e-commerce platforms and empowering the consumers. Veteran filmmaker Shyam Benegal was cremated with full state honours at Shivaji Park Crematorium at Dadar in Mumbai in this afternoon. The 90-year-old filmmaker had breathed his last at a Mumbai hospital last evening, where he was admitted for a chronic kidney disease. Shyam Benegal's wife Neera and daughter Pia were joined by many others to pay their last respects. The Met Department has forecast cold wave conditions in Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh till tomorrow, while Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema are expected to witness heavy rainfall today. The International Cricket Council, ICC, today announced the fixtures for the ICC Men's Champions Trophy 2025. The championship will take place from the 19th of February to the 9th of March next year. Defending champions Pakistan will host their first global cricket tournament since 1996 alongside the UAE as the neutral venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.